Last Saturday, December 28th, was the date of the memorial service for legendary country and western singer, songwriter, and bandleader Ray Price, who died at 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Among those who spoke at the service were radio personalities Dallas Wayne, Eddie Stubbs, and Bill Mack, who read a statement from Willie Nelson. Also asked to speak was Dr. Dan Jones of Texas A&M University Commerce, the institution which conferred upon Price a doctorate of humane letters in December of 2009.
That's right, Jared. It was quite an honor for me to be asked to speak. I was invited by Janie, his widow, who specifically asked that I mention the doctorate, the honorary doctorate that we conferred upon Mr. Price, and also the scholarship that we've set up in his honor. So it was a wonderful event to be at. It was not a sad funeral. It was really kind of a joyous occasion with a lot of stories, a lot of great music, and quite honestly, I was starstruck to be in the presence of so many of these people that I'd heard about all my life, but now I was actually sitting on the stage with them. Initially, there was a memorial service for family in Mount Pleasant the previous week, but the funeral was at a Baptist church, a large Baptist church in Richardson, and there were hundreds in attendance, all kinds of people from the music industry, people he had worked with. I met the individual who was producing his new CD. He's actually put together a CD, which will be out in a few weeks, so the legend lives on.
I was reading from the folks who were speaking about him that his voice was as good today as it ever was, and that there was no reason for him to not still be working, and in fact, he was still working.
He was still working, and in fact, kind of a bittersweet story there. He was being treated for the pancreatic cancer at MD Anderson, the best cancer hospital in the world, really. And he went in for the last time in November for treatment. Of course, the cancer was fairly far advanced at that point, so there was no assurance that he was going to come out. But the night before he went back into the hospital, he played a gig. And his voice, I've heard from those who were there, was just as pure and velvety as it had ever been. And so he was very proud that he never lost that special gift up to the very end.
Please release me, let me go. I don't love you anymore. To live together.
You grew up listening to Ray Price. You grew up listening to the man, his influences, and those he influenced as well. Talk about what he meant to the world of music in general, and particularly Texas music.
Well, Ray Price, of course, was a legendary performer, an innovator. He started out doing, I guess you'd call it, for lack of a better word, kind of hillbilly music. He had a band called the Cherokee Cowboys, and they did country, kind of old-fashioned country music. But he moved beyond that, and he sort of he broke through a lot of barriers. He introduced something called the Ray Price Shuffle, which was his characteristic kind of 4/4 beat.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't shy at all away from, kind of lavish orchestrations. He came out with an album in the early 60s in which the title piece was his rendition of Danny Boy. Well, not typically considered a country music song.
Right.
But he put his own special spin on it. And one of the individuals who spoke at his funeral talked about that Ray Price always wanted to appeal to his entire audience. You know, he wasn't just kind of chasing the latest fad. He wasn't just trying to figure out what was popular and how to make money on it. And this individual quoted Ray Price as saying, "I want the old people to like my music too. You know, it's not just a matter of trying to find what the youngsters are all clamoring
sure.
for." But he gave so many people a start in the music industry, Waylon Jennings, Roger Miller. Ray Price hired Willie Nelson when Willie Nelson just needed work.
Right.
And at the funeral, Bill Mack read a letter from Willie Nelson, written for the occasion. And in that letter, Willie Nelson said, "Without Ray Price, there would be no Willie Nelson." So in addition to his own tremendous musical talents, Ray Price was truly an innovator and a generous kind of a performer. He helped people get their start, and he took care of them. And he always said thanks to those who had helped him make his way in life as well.
Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Jim Tyler Anderson, who teaches in the Department of Mass Media Communication and Theater here at the university, indicated that the Doctorate of Humane Letters is actually the highest honor that can be conferred by an institution to an individual of the general public. And I'm curious, what made the institution decide to invite Ray Price to come and receive a doctorate?
Well, there's a process to be approved for an honorary doctorate, and it's quite an extensive and rigorous process. First of all, there has to be a nomination. So I received a nomination to confer upon Ray Price the honorary doctorate. It goes through a review process. We have a faculty committee that screens these nominations and then makes a recommendation back to me. Then the recommendation that I received back from the faculty committee was unanimously supportive of the nomination. And then I, in turn, have to forward that to the chancellor and the Board of Regents. So the Board of Regents, even though I present the degree and place the hood on the recipient, the Board of Regents actually confers it and approves it. So, yeah, this is an extraordinarily high honor, and it's given only to individuals who have achieved really international stature in their fields. And it can be a broad array of fields. And, of course, Ray Price's field was music in general, the arts in general. And he did, in fact, reach that high bar of international stature, not just as a performer, not just as an entertainer, but as a true leader in his profession.
There's a scholarship set up,
yes,
which can also help to benefit the lives of a lot of young people, the way Ray Price's music touched the lives of people internationally.
Exactly. When Ray Price visited the campus, of course, on the day that he received his degree, but he came here other times as well. Initially, he came to watch a performance of Lost Highway, The Life of Hank Williams. And that performance, we presented him with the Ray Price Texas Culture Award, mm-hmm. and that was the beginning of the creation of a scholarship in his honor and now in his memory. So that would be a tremendous way for Ray Price fans to remember a great man, and also to help young performers, young musicians, young actors, anyone involved in the creative arts who will be inspired by his example and by the high standards that he set. So, yeah, the Ray Price Scholarship Fund, if you're interested in supporting that, please just give us a call.
We'll give information on how to contribute to that fund on the website, ketr.org. Ray Price died in his home in Mount Pleasant on Monday, December 16th, shortly after entering home hospice care. He was 87 years old.
And remember our faded love.
For KETR News, I'm Jared Knight.